That's right. What we lack in quantity, we're going to make up with in quality. Well, that's yet to be seen. But I'm believing. If I'm believing for it, I'm speaking it. I am speaking it in the name of Jesus. Okay, we've got our official clicker. Who's got the clicker? Debbie has a clicker. Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty? Be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, behind the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you. And in the quiet, I hear your voice. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty? Be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty? Be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. Amen. Amen. Isn't God good? Word of God, let the Word of God speak to us. We hold up that Bible, right? Come on, the Word of God is in there. Word of God, speak. Pretty song, Mercy Me, put together for us. Back in the day. So, normally I have the dubious honor of having somebody else play guitar on this. So, God bless me here. Sure. Help me out, guys. Rock of ages, there goes, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labor of my hand can fulfill thy lost commands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Singing, oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Love for me. draw is fleeting breath. When mine eyes shall close in death, when I soar to hoods unknown, see the all a judgment throne, Rock of Ages, there for me. Let me hide myself in thee, singing, oh, how marvelous,
oh, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Of ages, cleft for me, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, oh, Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
Thank you for getting me out of that. Oh, man, my finger was not doing the E by it was not going E at all on that one. Yucks. Thanks for putting up with this, guys. Let's see who else is in here. Hey, see, hello to Janice and Matt. Mary and Karen and Angela and Ron. And John and Dave, and that's just on the Great Conroe page. I haven't checked over on the other page here, so we'll see if we can pull people over or not. But bless God, let's just lift them up, because Christ is enough. Melody's working. Let's lift this and breathe out. Because God is good. Christ was my reward and all of my devotion, and there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. Through every trial my soul will sing, no turning back, I've been set free. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Christ, my all in all, my joy and my salvation. And this hope will never fail. Heaven is our home. Through every storm, my soul will sing, Jesus is here. To God be the glory. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back,
no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. Christ is enough for me, Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you, everything I need. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back.
Amen. Isn't that pretty? Pretty song. Hillsong does a lot of songs do that. Hillsong does the version like that. They also do a more upbeat version of that. There's all kinds of variations we can go with that. Let's see what kind of, remember we're taking prayer requests here. Let's see whether, let me see if we got anybody else that joined in. Gary Wilson is saying hi. Noah is saying hello. Noah, I'm telling you right now, I don't have a full band, so I'm not going to do your two songs. I'm telling you that in advance. But we love you, Noah, but not those two songs anyway. So hope you're enjoying the other ones. So I made a slight change with the way we're going to be doing our call to worship. It's only purely where the pastor is going to sneak in here and pray. But good, Karen, keep it up.
Blessing us here on Sunday with a message on Paul and how Paul, his spiritual eyes, you know, they were blind, and then Jesus made them literally blind, and then Jesus gave him back his sight. Bless us, God, give us sight, open our spiritual eyes, Lord, let us see what's happening with us.
Oh soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior.
You want to start it again? Or do you want to just start going? You need to pick it. This will actually be our opening then.
It's funny now because you're actually doing the.
I'm doing the verse now.
Welcome to Thursday night. And for those of you who haven't seen us totally bomb out in a while.
Trouble free. No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we followed him there. O'er us sin no more hath dominion, and more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strange. Not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look
piano.
Perfect. I don't
piano.
Sing that high.
This is why we practice. This is why we have Thursday nights. This will be the most awesome thing you've ever heard on Sunday. I guarantee it.
It's Melody's going to be singing.
Because Melody's going to be singing it.
We won't be doing it.
Sunday. That's right. They're going to be singing with us. Now, a lot of them aren't necessarily going to know the verses, but if you recall in the hymnal, the only words are the chorus. So it's kind of like, cool, I can sing the chorus. Now I kind of can learn the chorus. Now I can sing the chorus. Now I kind of learn the verse. And that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, and actually, anyway. So, hold on a second. Let me see who else is rolling in here. Okay. So we have prayer requests from Janice Daner to keep Brian in his prayers. Brian is making recovery. This is good. I was talking to her on Sunday. Brian had, what kind of an accident was it? Was it an ATV or something, I think, was it? Like a four-wheeler ATV type of thing, right? And brain damage, and it was all messed up. But he's, well, for a while he wasn't even conscious. So now he's kind of, so anyway, he's going through the rehab stuff. And I think they were going between, what was it, Columbus and someplace in Kentucky. Or Atlanta, that's where it was. Those are the two they were bouncing between. But, yeah, we keep lifting up Brian in prayer, absolutely.
Bruce has something. What you got, Bruce?
Everything's there.
Prayers for an old friend of mine who's given me
Bill. So, Bill is getting his hip replaced tomorrow, you said.
Yeah, no.
That's right. I thought I didn't recognize that name, Bill. Oh, the Bill and Ed. That's right. Okay, the Bill and Ed show. Okay.
Nancy Beckman.
Yeah, Nancy Beckman with her back. What did they say? It was a couple vertebrae in her back or something they were saying?
She was seeing the surgeon on Tuesday, and I told her to call me. Of course, she didn't, but I'll catch up with her. And also, I have one, too.
I am ready.
Okay, it's for a little boy. He's like 2.5, almost 3. His name is Matthew, and his dad has had basically nothing to do with him since before he was born.
Yeah.
And his mom started dating, and now daddy's going to sue for full custody.
Amazing.
so
amazing audacity.
Mom's terrified, and he doesn't really, you know. And also, Dad was abusive to Mom when they were together. So,
well, the good news is that the states typically rule in favor of the mother. At least in Ohio, they typically do so. For that child's sake, anyway. Sometimes it was the opposite. I knew somebody that's kind of the opposite. They really need to be with the father, but anyway, it's just God just wisdom to the judge for that to know what's best for the child for sure. Yes, ma'am. Tom Bevington? That was. It's still the prostate, or was it? It is okay. Okay, and Kelsey's on here also, so we're gonna lift you up again here, Kelsey, because we continue to lift you up every day. As Kelsey knows, I've got a number of people that that I send scripture and prayer to each morning, and Kelsey is one of those. See, we continue to lift you up against that Lyme disease garbage and else. I think she wrote something else here. Hold on. Yep, and finances too, of course. So yeah, and finances. Okay, got it. Let me check the other page real quick. Nope. So we're cross posting on a couple different pages, so I'm going to make sure I didn't miss any. All right. So remember, you can still post your requests. We'll pick those up here again after another song. So our special. Again, the pastor's talking about seeing clearly, right? So, I'd have a little bit of fun with this one. Didn't even have to change anything. I can see clearly now. Is to take a big breath right before you go. Blue sky. Okay, anyway. Actually, we short that from the cover. The cover actually adds about another, two measures to it? So I would have had to sneak a breath into that one. Never mind. Oh, hey, we got the costume change. All right, hold on a second here.
Oh, yes. So I guess she saw me like, wanting to.
Okay, so Charles, thank you, Karen. Karen Riley put us on here for Charles, the loss of his sister. Their second sister, actually, yeah, the second loss of his second sister. No, she's not lost. She's moving into glory. She's moving into eternal glory. Bless God. It's a place we all are looking to be. When we all get to heaven, that'll have to be a hymn we do, right? All right. So, what happens when his eyes are opened? He saw the light, right?
Joy shall never end. by and by, I'll fly away.
When death takes me down and I breathe here no more, his anthem will sound on that eternal shore.
Amen, huh? Yes and amen. All right. If anybody needed some jazzercise, that was it. All right. Got a request from James. James is recovering from a hernia thing. And James is an awesome man of God. He's actually pastoring a church. And I apologize, James. I don't remember your church off the top of my head. But I know you and your wife are leading that place, and it's a beautiful place to be. Okay, so Pastor Chris, so Noah has a request. Noah has a request for his grandparents. So Pastor Chris and Pastor Maggie, and I got to read this. And his sister Julia. His sister Julia, they're going travel overseas. They're going, yay, they're going to get to relax, do some vacationing. That's beautiful. Excellent. All right, so I checked both pages. We're good. We're looking good, looking good. All right, coming down the home stretch here. Karen, you good for this one? No.
You called that one, Karen.
No. This will be our closing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. I have already gone. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will bring me home. When we've been there 10,000 shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Nice, Karen. Thank you. Amen. Amen is right. Amen is right. Okay, one more around the bend. Seen any other requests come in? We got a lot more requests tonight than we have in a little while. That's good. Not that it's good to have all the requests. We want everybody to be healthy and blessed. But we are here to lift it up in the name of Jesus. That's how you know guitar is actually being used. when you bang it up against something else.
You and I get tempted. Happens to everyone. It don't matter how righteous you are. It even happens to God's own son. Well, the devil just wants to tear us down, and there's nothing that he won't try. We need to call on the Lord in the time of temptation, if the devil is the father of lies. And that's why. And they say you don't give temptation a look. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And you don't mess around with sin.
Well, Satan was once called Lucifer, and that name means bringer of light. But he led a rebellion against his God and was banished from God's sight. So if you wonder why we serve the Lord and it seems like you're under attack, it's because you're still at war with God's church and he wants to knock you flat. And everybody knows that.
And they say you don't give temptation a look. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And you don't mess around with sin. The wages of sin is death, and that's a really heavy cost. But the good news is that the battle is over, and the devil is already lost. You see, Jesus defeated sin and death when he died and rose again. But let's claim the victory through Christ our Savior and put our trust in him, and we'll win. And they say you don't give temptation a look. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And you don't mess around with sin. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with sin.
Now, that one came from Righteous Pop Music. I didn't write that one, but it's a fun song, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Not with those lyrics, that's right. Who would have thought you'd hear those lyrics to that song? Oh, that's all good. All good indeed. Okay, let me get switched over on microphones here. See where we are. Can you hear me now? Oh, yeah, you can hear me. Okay, let me grab this one and this. You can hear me. You can hear me clearly now. Well said. Well said. She can hear me clearly now. That's right. The mic is on. Amen. Okay, got that. Got that. Let's see if we can get this guy fired up. I decided to try a little different technique here to see if I could, if I can actually be able to see the comments for real on a different thingamajigger here. All right, which one is this one here? I think I might have it. Let's see if this will bring us up. There we go. Nice. Okay, I should be able to actually finally see some comments as they roll up here, I hope. I hope, I hope, I hope. Oh, here, Judy Kottman posted Nancy's surgery currently scheduled for September 9. They're hoping they can move it up, obviously. Oh, the was that emergency room where she was? Wouldn't give her? They wouldn't give her any pain medication. That's bizarre. TGA, thanks. Right. Amen. Okay. All right. So I'll be able to look. I'll fall back and regroup here for some to take a look at some other prayer requests as they roll on in. And let me, you know, a lot of times I just pop open the Bible and go, God, gets you, just like last week, God was kind of laying on my heart to, actually take a look, to go off of something I posted this morning. And I'm actually wanting to bring it up so I can actually just go right off the scripture. And of course, now this unit is going to be silly. You always just got to love technology, right? Everything works great until it doesn't. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay, this is pretty cool. So what I posted this morning was from Luke 5:16, which says, "But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." So Jesus would find the quiet place, right? And the Word of God, of course, talks a lot about the quiet place. But the scripture there, where God was kind of leading me toward, is to kind of expand all the way, to kind of run from there. So in Luke 5:16, I just love how God pulls all this stuff together. There's Jesus actually ties in forgiveness and healing all into one. When we're healed, we're forgiven. All right. So on, Bruce. Okay, Luke 5:16. "Yet Jesus himself frequently withdrew to the wilderness and prayed." Now, why would Jesus do that? You know, he's probably a pretty popular dude, wouldn't you think? I mean, the word gets out. Even though you remember many times Jesus said, "Don't go tell anybody, just go to the priests, get verified," and they get, you know, but the more he told them no, what happened? The more they shared, right? It's just human nature, same today. So he frequently withdrew himself to the wilderness and prayed. Why? Because he needed to be able to just hear God. He needed to be able to hear the Spirit. The Word of God makes it very clear that Jesus was part of this whole. Jesus was there at the creation of the earth. All right, he was there. All right? And so now he's actually separated in a human form. And of course, we've got the Holy Spirit then to help kind of bring everything together. Right, we got the three in one. So Jesus withdrew so he could just be with God and just pray. And I can guarantee you, when it says he went to the wilderness and prayed, what do you think he was praying for? Correct. Everybody, right? He was praying for everybody, absolutely. Because he didn't want to see anyone get lost. He was there to save, and still is today. So Luke 5:17 goes on. It says, "Now on one of those days, while he was teaching," Jesus teaching, "there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting nearby who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal." That's pretty interesting for them to actually word it like that, all right? "And the power of the Lord was with him to heal." Now, I'm just that there takes me back to Samson, all right? Remember Samson had the long hair? He was raised, right, he had the dreadlocks in that, correct. Now, if you read through the book of Judges, where it talks about Samson, one of the things you will read, and it's one of those things that's kind of buried in there, you have to look for it. It said Samson would shake himself before he would have the power, before he'd grab do these amazing feats. Now, what's fascinating with Samson is a lot of us tend to think, because he was really strong, that he was a big guy, right? like drummer boy back here, right? Like Scott. Boom, big guy. But he wasn't. He wasn't. That's why everybody was so amazed. You know, he was a guy like me, you know. Short, I mean, because typical Jewish, average Jewish person is about my height. You know, nothing to really talk about. But he. But what was fascinating with that is that Samson would shake himself. So he'd kind of do something or whatever, and then he would just go. And all of a sudden, I got the power, right? So when his hair was cut, you know, when he finally gave in, to a woman just badgering him to death, because that's what it was. And it could have been a man badgering him to death too. But like I said, he got tired of it. He said, "Fine, here's the truth, right?" He said, "Let me just tell you the truth. Will you finally leave me alone?" Well, obviously, that worked against him. But it said after that, it said he got up and he shook himself, but the power wasn't there. So he was used to his pattern, all right, his pattern of doing things, all right? And so that's why that verse in verse 17, Luke 5:17, caught my attention. "And the power of the Lord was with him to heal." So Samson had a method when he would call upon the power, all right? In this case, it's saying the power of the Lord was with him to heal. It doesn't say that it
came and left with Jesus. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? Because remember, Jesus walked this earth just like us, flesh and blood. But yet, there was that power, right? That power and the glory. So he with the power with him to heal. In verse 18, just then some men showed up, and they carrying a paralyzed man on a stretcher. You guys already know what's happening. What happened next, right? They carried a paralyzed man on a stretcher, and they were trying to bring him before Jesus. All right? Now, Jesus is in a house. All right? He's ministering to people. But since they found no way to carry him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down through the stretcher, through the roof tiles in front of Jesus. Now, check this out. Can you imagine this? How awesome friends are these, right? These friends are awesome. You know, they decided they were actually going to go up on the roof, remove the roof, and lay this guy down in front of Jesus, because they had to get this guy in front of so they had the faith that Jesus would do this. All right? So they bring him down in front of Jesus. Verse 20, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." Now remember earlier here, it said the Pharisees were hanging out, right? The legal people, the legal folks. All right? And then the experts in the law and the Pharisees began to think to themselves, "Who is this man uttering blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" All right? Now, according to their written word, that's a very valid thing for them to make a statement with, all right? That's valid. Because they didn't know, right? They're still seeking and trying to understand. Their sin comes from the fact that Jesus proves it to them, and they still want to condemn him in that. But that was all prophesied, that all these things would happen. So who can forgive sins but God alone? Then verse 22, Jesus perceived their hostile thoughts, and he said to them, "Why are you raising objections within yourselves?" Now, isn't that really cool? I mean, Jesus perceived their thoughts. That doesn't necessarily mean that Jesus read their mind, so to speak, but he was sensitive in the spirit. He could tell, you people are doing some stuff here. That's right. That's right. They probably made a face too. That's right. And Jesus says, "Why are you raising objections within yourselves? Objections to just seeing the power of God and Jesus being the Messiah." Which is then Jesus says in verse 23, "What is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, stand up and walk?" All right. Because remember, Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven." He said, "But so that you may know the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he says to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, stand up, take your stretcher, and go home." And immediately, he stood up before them, picked up the stretcher that he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God, and they were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen incredible things today." Now, those are all the people that were believing and hoping and looking for. You can bet those Pharisees walked off stomping their feet. It's like, "Oh! This guy's going to take away all of our riches, take away all of our rules, take away all of our..." But Jesus came. Jesus came to that. So isn't that awesome? That's just so, so good. So that's, again, that's in Luke 5. Luke chapter 5, gosh, the whole chapter. read the whole Bible, guys, right? Read the whole Bible. Read the whole Bible. Oh, man, Luke. But Luke 5, wow, it's a matter of fact, I'm just kind of led to double back here a little bit for you on Luke 5, because at the beginning of that, at Luke 5, this is when Jesus first calls his disciples. So all this happens within this one chapter, right? Because I started at 13, right? And he said, "One day Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw the water's edge, two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets, and he got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon," also Peter, right? Simon Peter. "And asked him to push it a little bit away from shore. And then he sat down and taught the people from the boat." Now, wouldn't you like that? How'd you like to walk up to the shoreline and see this guy on this boat? And he's teaching. Well, remember, they didn't have the big sound systems and all that there. They didn't have the amphitheaters and like. But yet, water is actually, if you've ever been on a boat on water, she's shaking her head. You know what I'm talking about. You've not. Oh, okay. This is neat. No, what's neat is if you're on a boat on water and the water is a flat reflective surface. So if you have somebody else on another boat who might be like back by your office, Pastor, far enough away where just a regular talk wouldn't, you can hear them pretty well because the voice just bounces right off. It's really cool. So Jesus just pushes off a little bit away from shore. He kind of has the natural amplification, if you will, to be able to get to talk to the people. So he's in this boat and he just starts teaching. All right, it says, "He sat down and taught the people from the boat, and when he had finished speaking," now it doesn't say what he taught, at least in Luke it doesn't. It's not saying what he taught, and he says, "Hey, He says to Simon Peter, he says, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." And Simon answers, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled for their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled their boats to full that they began, so full that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw this, this is the first time they actually tie in Peter to Simon, at least within Luke. It's called Simon prior to that. So when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Get away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astounded at the catch of the day they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and Simon's partners. And then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats ashore and left everything and followed him. Now, the one thing they don't say on this, a big catch like that means dollars. All right? That's kind of the first funding of the ministry. All right? That's not specific on here, obviously. But they got some cash, all right? And they took the cash. Okay, got the cash. Let's go. Let's go, right? And of course, Judas wanted all the cash, but anyway, roll through all that. All right, let's see if there's anybody else on the Facebook side of life that has shared any other prayer requests. I am not seeing anything else. Thank you, Angela, for blessing us with the compliments on the music. That's very polite of you. But I already got, okay, got those. Okay, good. Let me turn on the famous, soon-to-be-famous, microphone.
There we go. You guys will hear it here today. That way Facebook can hear what's going on. So, Tyler, what's been happening, Tyler, huh? I can point over that way.
You've already got it on.
I got your nail, man. Yeah. Tyler. Tyler the dog.
Yes. Tyler the dog.
Isn't that what the T meant? I always thought the T dog was like an abbreviation for the.
Nope.
No?
It's just, I'll give, you know, a quick story. So I think it was like about 7th, maybe 6th grade. I wanted a nickname. And I feel like Ty and TJ were just too generic. So just out of the back of my head, I'm like, I like T-Dog. It's been my name for over a decade. Yeah. So that's been my identity for over the last decade. Been T-Dog. But yeah, I'm trying to think. I guess pray for good weather this weekend. Pokemon Go Fest is this weekend, so I'll be in Hamilton.
You're going to be outside.
Yeah, I'm going to be outside.
All right. Being outside is good.
Yes. Being outside, walking with my Pokemon. You all probably don't even know what I'm talking about. But that's okay. That's okay.
Electronic tech stuff that chases them around different places. Yeah. Different to GPS coordinates, I guess. The best way to say it, right?
Yep.
And you actually have to go to your phone has to see that you went to the GPS coordinates to...
Yeah, so it's like this church is actually a Pokemon gym.
This is a Pokemon gym? Is
yeah,
the church?
It's a Pokemon gym.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. So that's kind of like what I did in my car before I came in. I was like catching some Pokemon. I took over the gym, so I'm like...
All right, then. You caught some Pokemon.
Yeah. But, it just dawned on me probably about like a little bit ago, but kind of nearing on the 1 year, I almost had like my near-death car crash. That's when I started coming to church. So it's almost been a year since I've been coming to church.
You've been coming to the church about a year now. That's awesome.
Yeah. We love it.
I'm glad you're here, man. Glad you're here. All the way through baptism and everything. That's year. 1 year churching. Nice.
So yeah, keep it short and sweet today. I guess, you know, pray for Melody. She had to work today. So. Yeah.
But she's witnessing.
Amen. Nice. Thank you. Yeah.
What did you say earlier? And the Holy Spirit gave all the blessings. What did you say?
When?
He was flowing today.
Amen.
It was just beauty.
Bookstore was Holy Spirit flowing through that bookstore.
A young man came in. Tall. He was handsome through his mask. Young.
That was me.
Yeah. He was a little taller. Dark hair, had the nicest smile, even though he had his mask on. I could see those eyes. And he found us through Google. And he said, do you have Bibles? Yes. That are very inexpensive? Yes. May I see those? So I showed him the store, and I took him back to the Bibles and showed him the New Testament and NIV for $1.99.
Wow. Really?
I said, the Best Buy. I said, when I'm doing my mission, I put these in. And he says, well, that's what I want them for. I said, okay, you look at them, and then I'll come back.
Nice.
He bought 10.
Excellent.
And I said, what is this a mission group you're working with? He says, no, this is just me. He works with the homeless. And nice. He goes down and talks to the homeless.
Excellent.
And he's giving out the Bibles. And I mean, the Holy Spirit was on him. I mean, it just, I was about ready to cry. And I said, okay, wait a minute, don't leave yet. And I went into my, where my books and stuff were, and I pulled out my envelope that had Linda's hugs in them. And I took them back to the counter, and I said, you can't leave until I give you my sister's hugs. And I took out the hugs, and I put them in his bag, and I said, now you make sure that all those Bibles get these hugs. And then I gave him one.
Nice.
And his name is Brian. I told him that I was going to a prayer service and that we would pray for him and that he would be successful and God's words would touch the ears of the homeless. And he was just absolutely, just I asked him what else he would like for us to pray for him. And he says, no, that's good. He goes, now how may I pray for you?
Excellent.
I said, well, will you tell Governor DeWine that I can hug you?
There you go.
And that way I miss him.
Yeah. I mean, he was just, I mean, you knew the Lord was working in him.
Nice.
And it was just, it was super.
Excellent.
It was super.
Fantastic.
I loved it.
See? So you had a long last weekend. It was all plenty of all filled, overflowing this time.
And a young man that, he wasn't really in, but a gentleman came in a couple weeks ago with a friend of his. They both have a cognitive disability, and he came without his friend. And he was checking on his Bible that he bought. He wants a Jerusalem Bible. And he says, but I need another Bible for a friend of mine. So we went back and found one for him. It was a Catholic Bible that had lots of pictures in it. And he says, now, my friend bought an NIV study Bible. I said, yes, I do remember that he did that. He goes, how much was that? And so I showed it to him and told him how much it was. He goes, oh. I said, well, do you want to buy one? No, I just wanted to know how much he paid for it. I said, so you're being nosy, huh? He said, yeah.
Nice. Nice.
But hey, he was a blessing. He was a blessing.
That's good. That's good stuff. Wonderful. So what's going on, Linda?
Well, I have a cup of praise.
Praise is good.
I got it to my Facebook Monday, whatever that day was, and my art picture was up there.
Your art picture, okay.
And the picture is a clock.
I saw that.
And then Debbie read what she said, what they say about me. And that's a praise.
Awesome.
Remember we sent it to the church?
Yeah, I know.
Yep, I saw that. That's where I saw it, on the church group. Wonderful, beautiful.
And another place I have, we're going to have two babies in our family this year.
Oh, really?
Shella.
Nice.
And Kate is going to have a baby. And we are making stuff for the sour. And I thought I would make a picture what she liked. So what she liked was such a gray in the baby.
Now, do you know the sex of the babies? Do you know
girls? They're both going to be girls.
Both going to be girls. Okay.
So I spent last Tuesday making this picture, but I did not like. So Wednesday, I finished it. Well, I didn't like the picture I did.
Well, let me guess. So the picture you didn't like was actually a picture of a digital clock, and that's why you made the awesome analog clock.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no, just guessing.
So I put that away, and I went to my own butterflies, and I made it smaller. And when I got done with it, it was perfect to me.
Nice. Excellent.
Our other baby is Beth's son, Scott, and his partner, Abby, are going to have a little girl in November.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah and Kate are having theirs in October. So,
nice.
We're excited. We're excited.
So, I did that. And then with the clock, I was very happy. And I called Deb Broadway. And when I saw it, I said, I did it, Debbie!
Nice.
And I do have one 12. Well, no, I think a 12 for me. Wait, God. What I want so bad, I miss this so bad. Every day I want to go and do my advocate book. I miss that so bad.
But you're going to do that tomorrow. You're teaching a class online.
Yes.
Oh,
I am.
Okay.
But I'm not going away to do it. And that was my wish to me.
You're back to teaching. Teaching art.
Anything.
Teaching anything. Okay.
It doesn't matter what it is. I want to go my advocate work. My work.
Nice. Excellent. That's awesome. Good for you. God. It'll get there. God, bring it on sooner than later, right? Bring it on sooner than later, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, Rita, how's
Gigi?
She's been pretty good this week. A lot of stores will let you take little pets with you, and like Joanne Fabric and Lowe's and TJ Maxx. And, I took her with me this week. She actually had a hot dog and a hamburger, which is really out of her. She's not allowed to have stuff like that. So she's kind of had a good week this week. She's still real wobbly, and the other log will knock her down in a heartbeat, just turning around. So I think that, Anne's kind of closer than I want it to be. But, so I'm spending every moment I can with her.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything's good for us, except that friend of my sister's, who little Matthew. Old guy, we want to pray for his family.
For Miss Matthew?
Matthew.
He's the one who died of the COVID-19?
No. This is that little boy that dad has decided to get.
And
he was abusive to the mom. And the thing is, he's never really spent any time with him. And my sister would babysit for them. And he would come to pick him up occasionally. And he would say, how's he doing? What's going on? He would just pick him up, put him in the car seat, and walk out, not a word about anything. And he was very kind of a hateful man. So
that's a shame.
Yeah, we're just kind of worried if he gets more custody, it'll trickle down from mom abuse to child abuse. And that's really ugly when you see that.
Yep.
Amen. All right, we're lifting that up for sure. There's Pastor Kim.
I think we're going to need prayer. every
morning I wake up, for a long time I've always said, Lord, remind me today that nothing can happen that together with you I can't handle.
Amen.
I prayed that prayer when my mom had a massive stroke, when my father was killed, when other things have happened. But this week we've got two phone calls from two people we love very much. And I'm thinking, you know, I've tried to teach them, you know, remember every morning that there's nothing that together with God can keep, get through each day. But I have a feeling our world's getting ready to change, personally, because of our love for people. And, so Frank tried to work on the chapel today, and everything went wrong, and we're feeling the need to really get this done, because we think we're going to have some permanent company. Anyway, pray for us. Just pray, because, you know, Frank just needs to have better days to get these things done. I know it's kind of selfish, but it's just where we're at. We're just thinking, oh my goodness, we're going to be a Noah's Ark. Pretty sure.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, too, my brother-in-law and my nephew are coming to church Sunday.
Oh.
Their wives.
Nice.
My son called us out for lunch after church Sunday.
Joey did that.
Excellent.
We're all standing on the border, and this is that.
So you got treated at lunch. It's beautiful. As you should. I mean, come on. I mean,
we had you. You had to sing for your supper. Melody had mentioned something. It put the idea in my head earlier, but I totally forgot. And all of a sudden at the end, I see them sitting there. I thought, you did great, Rita. You did great. No, you did beautifully. You know, and like all the music, I don't know if you've gone onto the website and listened. Okay, good. So did you see I put that on there from my Sunday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on there. It's on there under sermons. Go to rossumc.org, click on sermons, and until I post this one, it's the top one on there actually right now. It's the first one. Right, absolutely. It was good. It was real good. I don't see any other. At least on the Greg Conroy page. Sorry if anybody put anything on the Ross page. I will get that one later. But anyway, God is good. Yeah. Is she an order dog or? Well, what kind of problems though? Just. Yeah. All right, well. Oh, good. The blessing of the pets, that'd be fun. I'm trying to remember. Excellent. Rita's ministry for the blessing of the pets. That's good. Larry did something like that, or no? Was it Larry, or did we part? Did he have us go to another church? I can't remember if we did it here. We did. It's been years, but we did. Is that what it was? Yeah, the blessing of the pets. Okay, nice. Rita. Rita's talking about her compassion for animals. And there was what she thought was a dog hit on the side of the road. It was a coyote. Yikes, that could be. Oh, so the coyote got up and ran off. Okay. Yeah. Right. That's right. He had dinner. he was good. He had dinner. All right. Well, then let's lift all this up in prayer, because God is because our God is able. He is able. There's just, Lord, there's just so many things, you know, that are weighing us down right now. And these are things, these are different cycles we all go through, but it's been a long journey especially with all the effects from that's being what man is calling this COVID-19, and all the other stuff that goes with it. So just, Lord, we just thank you as this stuff is just crushed by the authority and power of Christ Jesus. I mean, that authority stands true. We shared just in Luke 5 how the authority of Jesus, how it said the Spirit of God was with him. And we mentioned too how Samson, prior to Jesus, right, the Spirit of God would just come upon. And Lord, I thank you that you declare to us that we are the righteousness. Isaiah 54:18, right? It talks about no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and no tongue shall condemn. For thus is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said God. And that righteousness, Lord Jesus, I know that righteousness, your word declares to us that Jesus is our righteousness. So that same promise back in Isaiah, that same one back prior to Jesus, is that same for us. We are made righteous in Christ. We have the authority of Christ. We have that same protection. So Lord, we just thank you that you come against all these different things. Daddy, we're lifting up Bruce's friend Bill, whose hip is being replaced tomorrow. We just thank you, Lord, for that goes just beautifully, and he has supernaturally fast healings. The doctors just stand amazed as all that rolls through. Lord, we're lifting up Janice's keeping Brian. We stand with you, Janice, for Brian, for just seeing the complete victory. He's seeing great progress, and I thank you, Lord, that all that comes through. Full restoration for you, Brian. Arise, walk, be made fully whole. Daddy, we're lifting up Nancy Beckwin. We thank you, Lord. While they do have surgery scheduled like September the 9th or something way out there, I mean, Lord, I just thank you that you supernaturally touch her. You supernaturally touch her back, Lord. Because, Lord, I guarantee she will sing your praises. She'll know who does it, because the doctors are saying, look, this is messed up. But God, you alone, the prayers, the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous, they bring so much. Right? We hear that in James 5:16. We just hear that declaration. So, Lord, we proclaim that. Brand new back for you, Nancy. Brand new. All pain goes. And for our buddy Tom Bevington, the pain he's been enduring right now with his prostate and whatever else is messing. Lord, we come against the demons of darkness that are inflicting pain. Infirmity and all the junk messing with his prostate, Lord, it's got to go right now. So go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All the garbage, every last bit must bow to the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus and leave. Absolutely must go. Lord, I thank you for great wisdom and clarity for the judge, the people dealing with this young child, Matthew, that Rita has shared with us, that needs to be lifted up. I mean, this wisdom, Lord, wisdom for what's best for the child. In the world, we believe we know what that is, but Lord, you know what's best. And I thank you, Jesus, that it just gets done. It gets done. Thank you, Daddy, for Kelsey and for her family, Lord. I just thank you just for great, great blessings just flowing on through. In Hebrews 11:6, it tells us about having our faith in Jesus, and that faith brings those rewards. It says God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And Lord, I know Kelsey's been seeking you, and many others seek you daily, Lord. There's been a lady I'm friends with Facebook on, her name's Patty, and she's been trying to get the judges to rule in her favor on some things here for 3 years. And she finally, today, got her word in favor. God, the favor came to her. Lord, I just thank you. We rejoice in that. Lord, there's been a lot of people suffering losses in a lot of different ways. And we're lifting up Charles for the loss of his second sister here recently. Just great peace for Charles and the family. As only you can, Lord Jesus. As only you can. Daddy, we're lifting up James, Pastor James and his wife. Pastor James been dealing with a hernia and the recovery thereof. So, Lord, I just thank you that you just give him that supernatural touch. He's been healed before. I know, James, you've been healed before. God loves you. Remember, your healing belongs to you, my brother. Claim it, declare it. Walk about, move about as if you are healed, because you are. You are healed in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Noah. He always hangs out here with us in that, and he's looking out for his looking out for his grandparents, for Pastor Chris and Pastor Maggie, and for his sister Julia. For blessings, Lord, for their for them on their journey, just bringing it all together. Lord, this is going to be a time of year when things can get hot and cold and rainy, and thank you, Lord, that Tyler just has a good time here this weekend. It's got a gathering that, and it means a lot to you, man, and that's cool. That's good. A good time of fellowship and good time to do a lot of things, so that's awesome. Lord, I just thank you that the Holy Spirit's just flowing like a river through that bookstore, that Inner Blessings bookstore where Debbie is just blesses so many people. What a great ministry. A great ministry to be there. And Lord, I especially thank you that the Bibles that Brian had purchased, Lord, we put a special anointing on those Bibles. Those Bibles are passed out. I mean, they just holding them in their hand is enough for people to just receive just the peace, the love, the joy, the healing, the freedom, just to know that there's great power. There's so much great power in that name, power in the name. So just great anointing as he goes out and blesses the homeless. Thank you, Lord, that Linda said great praises, awesome drawings, clocks, and everything else, and for young babies coming into the family. These are great things. These are great things. The blessings of new life are just beautiful. Just so good. And Lord, I'm just speaking a special peace for Rita as she's dealing with the last days here of a great friend. Lorita, I've shared it before. I just got to say it again. I am convinced that God gives us dogs to show what unconditional love is all about. Unconditional love, and dogs in particular, just unconditional. But pets, they become part of our family. I know, and it's hard. Yeah, you're correct. Yeah, people that don't, if it never had a pet, you're correct. They really don't understand that unconditional love, of a pet. But thank you, Jesus. So great peace, Lord Jesus. Great blessings, such great blessings. I'm thanking you, Lord, for Pastor Kim being here and for standing here with us, carrying through the gap. And Lord, I know that she's got a number of she mentioned a couple people, a couple phone calls that she's that have been tugging at her heart and may cause some changes for her. And I just thank you, Lord, that you guide her and give her wisdom through that, and especially in this new home. A.K.A. church. What a great place to live in a church. But thank you, Lord, just for great favor and guidance and efficiency and speed. Just no more snags where there's no need to do any rework. Just the wisdom is there just to flow. The wisdom, the strength, the power, the glory, just everything, Lord Jesus. So blessings upon you, Pastor Kim, and for Pastor Frank. We're glad you could be here with us and just loving it. And last but certainly not least, that I've got on my list here for Debbie's niece's dog, right? We talked about the dogs and that. Yeah, what? Jade, okay. For Jade. And he's a big dog dealing with digestive stuff and sounds like just aching bones and just bleh, all right? So just, it's infirmity, right? It's infirmity, so we generalize it. So Lord, just thank you as infirmity leaves. Because the same spirits that are tormenting us can torment our animals too, all right? Because you remember when Jesus took and cast the demons out and put them into them pigs, right? Phew. Now, them pigs didn't like it. They didn't like it so much they ran down that hill. And if that's not crazy enough, what happened? The people from the town came out and say, hey, you just got rid of our income. Get out of here. We don't want you around. It's like, don't you people realize what happened here? No, all I see is my worldly things. So anyway. So bless God. Grant, glad everybody could be here. We'll see you back here again on Sunday. Just remember, man, your healing belongs to you. It is your right. Jesus paid the price for you, for every one of you. So be blessed, be made whole, be free, for our God is good and our God is able. So thank you, Jesus. Make it an awesome and amazing week.